We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Free speech is a dying concept in the United States, and especially on college campuses. So enjoy the freedom of saying what you want for who knows how long. You're not quite catching on? Let's explain. The recent anti-Israel and anti-Semitic comments that sparked so much controversy by Representative Ilhan Omar has been strongly condemned by many people. The political right has been fierce. The political left seemed to temper anti-Semitic criticism by including it in a condemnation of other bigoted behavior. And in the end, Omar's name was not included in the congressional condemnation against hate. Who else spoke out about the congresswoman's comments? Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton tweeted, quote, "We should expect all elected officials, regardless of party, and all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism," end of quote. After the attack, Chelsea Clinton tweeted her condolences regarding the Christchurch tragedy. She tweeted, quote, "Heartbroken and horrified by the white nationalist terror attack on the mosques and Muslim community in Christchurch, keeping all affected by this tragedy in my heart and prayers. We need a global response to the global threat of violent white nationalism," end of quote. So she's on the record condemning hate regardless of where it's directed. A very pregnant Chelsea Clinton appeared on the New York University campus for a vigil of the 49 people killed and dozens of others wounded in the New Zealand mosque attack. While there, she was the recipient of a verbal assault from one college student. The student told the former first daughter that she stoked the hatred behind the massacre in New Zealand. That's right, because Chelsea Clinton asked all public figures to refrain from anti-Semitism, this student confronts her saying, quote, "This right here is a result of a massacre stoked by people like you and the words that you put out into the world, and I want you to know that, and I want you to feel that deep down inside. 49 people died because of the rhetoric you put out there," end of quote. Wow. Chelsea responded, "I'm so sorry you feel that way. Certainly it was never my intention. I do believe words matter. I believe we have to show solidarity." To which another student chimes in with, "What does 'I'm sorry you feel that way' mean?" So it's not just Donald Trump who says things that are construed to mean whatever the listener wants them to mean. Chelsea Clinton asked for a refrain of hate and hateful thoughts and is then condemned for expressing hatred that caused the massacre. Now, think about the insanity of this. Freedom of speech is precious, and it's one of the rights guaranteed to us by our Creator, check the Constitution, and guaranteed to us by the U.S. government. People can say what they want. Sometimes they get sued for defamation. Sometimes they're forced to retract misstatements that might harm individuals or institutions. Overall, we want to protect the freedom of speech as much as we want to protect all of our divine rights. But the crystallizing of ignorance and hatred on our college campuses is becoming a threat to those colleges and universities, and it's becoming a threat to the reason that's supposed to be a thread between thought and action. Chelsea Clinton's tweets against all hate were not a promotion of killing innocent people. She had no need to apologize in any way on any level. The young people who made the accusations against her are themselves filled with hate and ignorance. And the parents of these young ignorant haters and the schools that purport to elevate them with a level of higher thinking should take them all to the woodshed of common sense thought. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.